Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast. I am your host, Tanya Bryant, and also the owner of Abundant Life Living and a life coach. In the title of this podcast, it uses the word Zoe. Zoe is a Greek word that means the absolute fullness of life. Each week on this podcast, we'll be discussing topics to help you do just that, to help you live the absolute fullness of life. We will give you practical steps and tools and strategies to live the life that God has destined you to live. So I encourage you to make sure to set your alarms and tune in weekly as we help you, as we empower you, as we inspire and motivate you to go be all that God's called you to be. Thank you so much for listening and take care. Welcome to Living the Zoe Life Weekly Podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. My name is Tanya Bryant, and I will be your host. This is episode number 3, week of January 20th. We've been talking about seed for the past couple of weeks. We're going to continue on with that discussion, and we're going to talk specifically today about why we need to plant and cultivate seed in our life. Now, before we really get into the meat of this discussion, I want to establish a fact. We need seed in order to live. I'm going to say that again. We need seed in order to live, in order to live that Zoe life, in order to live the absolute fullness of life that God has destined us as His children to live. Now, last week, we established what a seed is. Seed is a living thing. Seed is a source of development or growth. Seed in its verb form, the action form, can mean to supply or furnish with something that causes or stimulates growth or development. Now in Genesis chapter 47, verse 19, it talks about seed and how we need it in order to live. In this passage of scripture, Joseph, who is the second highest in Egypt, is over the food. There was a great famine. And so Egyptians were coming and people were coming from all over to get food. And so the Egyptians had come and gotten food, but then they left because they ran out of food. And so this time when they came, this is what they said to Joseph. They said, "Why should we die before your eyes?" We are in Genesis chapter 47, verse 19. It says, "Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land in exchange for food, and we and our land will be servants to Pharaoh. Give us seed to plant that we may live and not die, and that the land may not be desolate." See, they understood that, yes, we have land, we have all of this, but it means nothing if we don't have seed. We need seed to plant in order that we may live and not die. We need to understand that we need seed to live. Why do we need to plant and cultivate seed? Because first of all, we need seed in order to live. What do I mean by planting and cultivate? When we plant, what we're doing, we're putting or setting it in the ground for growth. So when you plant something, you're putting it or setting it in the ground for growth. In other words, we plant something, we place it in the right environment. We put it in the right environment so that it can grow, it can cultivate. When we cultivate, what we're talking about fostering the growth of or furthering something. When we cultivate, we improve by labor, by working it, by doing something with it. When we cultivate something, we care for it. When we cultivate, we're promoting something. or improving the growth of by labor and giving it attention. See, the Egyptians understood we need seed so we can plant it, because in that seed is our life. In the seed is the sustenance that we need. Give us seed so that we may live and not die. We need to plant and cultivate seed so that we can live. We can live the life that God's called us to live. We need seed so that we can plant it, and then it can produce even more seed. Because you got to remember, in the seed, you can just eat something. You can eat a seed and that will sustain you. But if you plant that seed and you cultivate it, it will produce a harvest. It will produce a forest. It think about a seed, a tree seed. When you plant that tree seed, it will not only produce trees, a tree, but it will produce a forest, because there's a cycle. A seed has a cycle. And we have to understand that once we get that seed, we've got to plant it. We've got to put it in the right environment. There'll be times in our life that we will need specific seeds. For example, you need healing. You need specific healing seed so that you can see the manifestation of your healing. How do you get that seed? You've got to get into the word. You've got to go to the right doctors. You've got to eat the proper food so that that healing can come. What you're doing is you're taking that seed, you're planting and cultivating it so that you can reap the harvest of healing. We've got to get seed, because in the seed is life. I want to read Matthew chapter 13. And this really just talks about the parable of the sower. God, the seed is so vitally important. So in Matthew chapter 13, verse 3, it says he told them many things in parables. So stories. Jesus used to tell stories to help the people understand. So in verse 3, he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen carefully. A sower went out to sow seed in his field. And as he sowed, some seed fell beside the road between the fields, and the birds came and ate it. Other seed fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and at once they sprang up because they had no depth of soil." See, he's talking about the seed and how some of the seeds were not planted in the proper environment. Verse 6, it says, "But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away." That seed was not planted properly. Then he says, other seed fell on good soil. It was in the right environment, and it yielded grain, some 100 times as much as we sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear and heed my words. See, Jesus is talking about sowing seed and making sure you put it in the right environment. Then as you go down in the passage, he begins to explain what he meant by that parable. So in Matthew chapter 13, verse 18, he says, "Listen to the meaning of the parable of the sower," what I just read. "When anyone hears the word of the kingdom regarding salvation and does not understand and grasp it, the evil one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart." See, it was planted, but it was not cultivated properly. "This is the one on whom seed was sown beside the road. The one on whom seed was sown on rocky ground, that is the one who hears the word and at once welcomes it with joy. Yet he has no substantial root in himself, but is only temporary. And when pressure or persecution comes because of the word, immediately he stumbles away, abandoning the one who is the source of salvation." See, that seed was not planted and cultivated in the proper foundation, in the proper soil. Verse 22, it says, and the one whose seed was sown among the thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but worries and distractions of the world and the deceitfulness, the superficial pleasures and delights of the riches choke the word, and it yields no fruit. Again, it wasn't properly planted. And because it was not properly planted and cultivated, there is no harvest. There is no fruit from it. And the one whom seed was on sown on the good soil, this is the one who hears the words, understands it, grasp it. He indeed bears fruit and yields some 100 times as much as sown, some 60 times as much, and some 30. So this is an explanation of the whole parable of the sower. See, when you get seed, you got to make sure that it's planted and cultivated. When we cultivate, we're caring, we're protecting it. You've got to protect that seed in your life. Why do you need to plant and cultivate seed? Because it's going to give you life. It will give you life. And because it gives you life, you'll be able to bear fruit. It will yield fruit. But if you don't plant that seed and put it in the proper environment and you don't cultivate it, take care of it, water it, make sure it's got the proper sunlight, make sure it's got the proper nutrients that it needs so that it can grow, it will not yield. So why do we need to plant and cultivate seed? Because we want the seed to grow. We want to live. When we plant and cultivate seed, it causes us to live that Zoe life. But we've got to make sure that we are caring for it and that we put it in the proper environment so that it can grow. I hope that you have gotten something from this discussion. I want to thank you for joining Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast, again, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. Protect the seed in your life. Protect the seed in your life. I want to encourage you to join us next week. Next Wednesday, we will have another episode and we will continue on with our discussion about the seed. God bless you and thank you so much for joining us as we are learning about the importance of seed and why we have to plant and cultivate it. God bless you. You have just listened to another exciting episode of Living the Zoe Life weekly podcast, where we discuss topics to help you live the absolute fullness of life. I want to encourage you to visit our website to learn more about the services and programs that we have to offer you to help you live that absolute fullness of life. You can go to www.abdlifeliving.com. I also want to encourage you to look at our Zoe Life for Women monthly membership group. If you're ready to deal with those issues that have been holding you back, this group is for you. If you're ready to be challenged, this group is for you. If you're ready to be all that God's called you to be, this group is for you. This group will help coach you, mentor you, and provide you with the spiritual guidance to help you begin to deal with stuff, deal with the fear, so that you can begin to unlock your potential and go forward and do what God's called you to do. You can go to abdlifeliving.com/zlife to find out more about the program. It is very affordable. It is a monthly program where you will get a monthly empowerment seminar. You have access to a private Facebook group. Also, you will have access to discounts for upcoming programs and services that we will be offering. And additionally, if you are in the program for 3 consecutive months, in the third month, you will get a 30-minute coaching session with Coach Tanya Bryant. Again, I encourage you to visit our website. Go live life abundantly. God bless you.